بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 24th session reading from the Sharh, explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and the commentary of Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Baz rahimahullah. Tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to continue discussing matters related to Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, the last day. But before we look at what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to review quickly some of the matters that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 23. First question being, mention the two main events that will take place in the grave according to the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Adam.
The questioning and the punishment or bliss.
Pipe. The questioning in the grave, the fitna of the qabr, questioning, and the punishment or the bliss. Yani that people will be questioned in the grave, and after that, there will be punishment and there will also be pleasure in the grave until the actual day of standing. Question number two. Memorize the ayah, Surah Ibrahim 14:27, which mentions that Allah will make the believers firm during fitnat al-qabr, the test in the grave. Naam, Abdullah.
ثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ
وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ
وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَفِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ.
Naam, JazakAllah khair. Yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِقَوْلِ ثَابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will make firm those who believe. Allah will make firm those who believe. In this world, in the life of this world, and in the hereafter, and He will lead astray the zalimeen, the wrongdoers, and Allah does whatever He wills. And we mentioned last week in the session, dealing with this, that it has been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said that this ayah is in reference to the grave, yani the punishment in the grave and the questioning in the grave. Question number three, who are the people being referred to as murtab, unsure, in doubt, when questioned in the grave? Naam, Amin. Naam? The kuffar. Anybody want to add to that anything? Naam, your name, brother? Yamir.
Yeah,
Yamir. Naam? And the munafiq. Yani, the kuffar and the munafiqoon. Question number four. How has the Shari, the explainer of the text, defined al-munafiq, differentiating him from the kafir? Abdul Wali.
The munafiq, well, he's the one who openly displays Islam while in his heart he is a kafir.
Naam, the kafir, the munafiq is one who openly displays Islam. Yani pretends to be a Muslim, while in fact, yani inwardly in his heart he is a kafir. Yani like the kafirs who openly display their kufr. Naam. Question number five. Mention the two main events which the mu'allif, the author, and the shari, the explainer of the text, include in the establishment of al-qiyamah al-kubra. The two main events as part of Naam Muhammad.
People rise up from the grave naked or uncircumcised, and the second one is the muhasabah.
And the second one is? The first one, yani, that they believe that the people would be raised up from the graves, yani barefoot and naked and uncircumcised. And the second one is?
Strike with the iron rod.
Strike with the iron rod. The two main events, yani there are many events, right? The question, I worded the question as two main events to distinguish between the other details that will take place. The two main events that which the Mu'allif and the Shari include in the establishment of Al-Qiyamah Al-Kubra. The establishment of Al-Qiyamah Al-Kubra includes two main events. Number one, Sam. The first one?
Allah.
No. The establishment of Qiyamah. Anyway, in order for the judgment to take place, the major judgment to take place, two things have to happen first, before the events of the judgment. The first thing that has to happen is that the souls are returned to the bodies of the people. And the second thing that happens as a result of that is that the people will rise up from the graves. Those are the two main events. That the souls will return to the bodies of the people and the people will rise up from the graves. Then the events of judgment, for the major judgment, will take place after the people rise up from the grave. Question number 6. What is the measure of the period of time which is referred to as Yawm al-Qiyamah, yani the day of standing? What is the measure of time which is referred to as Yawm al-Qiyamah? Naam, Ahmed.
50,000 years.
50,000 years. A day which would be equivalent to 50,000 years. Question number 7. Summarize the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Summarize. And the lady who asked for her, asked her for sadaqah. Summarize it. Please summarize the main yani points of the hadith. Fadl, Ahmed.
Aisha said that she only has 3 dates.
First she said a woman came to her.
A woman came to her.
Asking her for sadaqah.
For sadaqah.
Naam.
Then she said, I only have 3 dates in the house.
She only had 3 dates in the house.
So she gave it to her.
She gave it to the lady.
And so to each one of her daughters, she gave a date.
So the lady gave to each of her 2 daughters 1 date and...
And then the daughters...
And she kept one for herself to eat. She kept one for herself to eat.
Then the daughters asked the mother for the 3rd date.
The daughters ate their dates quickly and they asked the mother for the 3rd one.
And so the mother split it half-half.
She split it in half and gave each of them a half.
And Aisha was amazed.
And didn't eat anything herself. So Aisha was amazed by this. Very important point. She didn't get anything to eat.
And when the Prophet came, he said, indeed Allah has made obligatory Jannah for her because of that action of giving her date and not eating.
Aisha was amazed at this event. And she told the Prophet when he returned home, and he said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory for this woman al-Jannah because of this great, tremendous act of rahmah towards her 2 daughters. So he also included in the story to answer the next question. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say will be the reward of this lady for this tremendous act of rahmah? The reward will be al-Jannah. And the last question, this hadith indicates, the Shaykh said in the explanation, this hadith indicates that sadaqah, even if it is a little amount, will bring about a great amount of good, if, with what condition? What's your name, Akhi? Najmuddin?
Yes.
Najmuddin, Fadl. From Long Island? Staten Island?
No.
Brooklyn?
No.
Brooklyn, mashallah. Brooklyn is in the house. Bye, Fadl. Najmuddin. If it's given with ikhlas and sidq, yani sincerity for the sake of Allah alone, not for any other reason, and sidq, yani truthfully, yani that a person is, and he gives himself to doing it, yani they are truthful in giving it, and they don't hesitate, they're not lazy, they don't yani hold back, but they go forward with this act sincerely for the sake of Allah. These are some of the points that we discussed last week, and I just want to remind us that last week we also mentioned in the end of the session, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah reminding us about the importance of recognizing that, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, that when a person dies, this is the beginning of Qiyamah for them, yani, and that everything after death is part of al-Yawm al-Akhir, so that he said, oh, how near is death. And from this, we should realize the importance of hastening to prepare ourselves for death, not knowing when it will come. And the best, and one of the ways to do that, he said, is to do what? To be constantly engaged in
sadaqah.
In sadaqah. Anybody remember what he said? Be constantly, a person should be constantly engaged in
a tawbah,
he said. Same meaning, general meaning. And the reason why I'm mentioning this again is because some people were here maybe today who weren't here last time, and some of us may have forgotten the importance of constantly engaged in tawbah. Yani this is something that's of critical importance. Yani a person doesn't know when they're going to die. And the yawm al-akhir, the last day, is going to be when you die. And how can a person be prepared for that except that they are constantly engaged in tawbah for the shortcomings, for the wrongs that a person has done and the falling short from the obligatory duties to the end of that. I just want to remind us of that because of the practical importance of implementing this in our lives. Yani tawbah, constantly be engaged in tawbah. Tonight, Be'ezin Lahi Ta'ala, we're going to read in English from page 162 to 167, Insha'Allah. In Arabic, we're going to be reading from page 88 until 93. We're going to try to cover this chapter in its entirety. That's entitled here, Ithbatu Al-Hawdi Was-Sirati. Yani the affirmation, yani from the affairs of Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, is the affirmation of the Hawd of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sirat that's over the hellfire. The Mu'allif, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, he begins by saying, وَفِي أَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ الْحَوْدُ الْمَوْرُودُ لِلنَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yani from amongst the things that are going to take place in the place of standing, the place of standing, yani the place of standing where the judgment is going to be held in an open plain with all the people, yani being brought forward before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فِي أَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ الْحَوْدُ. Yani this Hawd, this event of the Hawd, yani the fountain or the pool or the pond or whatever, however a person wants to translate, the scholars of Islam say that the meaning of the Hawd is the majma al-ma, yani the place where water is gathered. Whether it's a pool or a fountain or a pond or whatever we want to call it, and it's a place where on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when people are going to be in need to have a drink, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given this place where the water is gathered for his followers, yani the people who follow him sincerely to drink from. So this is from the events of Qiyamah, and it's going to take place when? Yani before the crossing over the Sirat. Now, he said in describing this Hawd, so the first point concerning the Hawd is that it's the event of the Hawd is going to take place before the crossing of the Sirat. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentions this, he did have some discussion about it, we just mentioned it in passing. Yani some of the things that he mentioned here, he discussed in detail. The second thing is the description of its water. مَاؤُهَا أَشَدُّ بَيَاضًا مِنَ اللَّبِنِ. Yani its water, the water of this Hawd, is going to be more white. Whiter than leaven, than milk. وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَصَلِ. And sweeter than honey. That's the second matter, its water, description of its water. The third matter about the Hawd, آنِيَتُهُ عَدَدُ نُجُومَ السَّمَاءِ. Yani its drinking vessels will be like the number of the stars in the sky. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentioned here, just in passing, I'm going to mention, he said, yani this is a description of the number of the drinking vessels of the Hawd, and some of the narrators said, they use the preposition kaf, like the stars in the sky, which includes two matters, the number of them and the brightness of the stars in the sky. طوله شهر وأرضه شهر. Yani its length and its width. Its length is the distance that a person would travel in 1 month on the means of transportation of that time. And its width is also the width that a person would travel, yani, in a 1 month, in 1 month's time, with the means of transportation of that time. And the final matter that he mentions concerning the Hawd, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, he says, من يشرب منه شَرْبَةً لَا يَظْمَأُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks from it, even one drink, they will never be thirsty after that. How many matters are these concerning the Hawd? Yani it will take place on the Arasat al-Qiyamah, before the crossing. Its water, yani the description of its water, whiter than milk and sweeter than honey, and the vessels, its drinking vessels will be like the number or like the stars in the sky, and its yani length and width is like the distance that a person travels in a month, and yani the effect of the Hawd, that whoever drinks from it would never be thirsty after that. There are some other matters related to the Hawd that maybe is going to come in the discussion of the Shaykh in his explanation, or that may not be mentioned here. From amongst them though, of great importance, is that Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentions, rahimahullah, that the Hawd is existent now. It's already in existence. It's not something that's going to be created at that time, but it's already in existence. And we're going to also see that in reference to the Hawd, that it is exclusively for the believers who are from the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the matters related to it as well, is that the other prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give them a Hawd, so that the believers who follow them would also drink from them. And these are some of the main matters in reference to the Hawd. After this, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, وَالصِّرَاط مَنْسُوبٌ عَلَى مَتْنِ جَهَنَّمَ. Yani that the Sirat, the bridge, is laid over the surface of the hellfire. Yani it is above the hellfire. وَهُوَ الْجِسْرُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. And then he defines the Sirat that it is a bridge which is between the paradise and the hellfire. Not between it in the sense that it's connecting on one side to the paradise and one side to the hellfire. No. But, yani, it's going to be the means through which a person will reach the paradise by crossing over it above the hellfire. Above the hellfire. Mansub ala matnin jahannam. Yani, it will be set up, erected above the surface of the hellfire. It is the bridge between the paradise and the hellfire. And then he describes how the people would pass over. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, and this is mentioned in a number of authentic narrations of hadith. In one of the narrations, and it's not mentioned here, I'm just mentioning it as a note. In one of the narrations that's reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said, يَمُرُّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And here he specifically mentions that who would be passing over the Sirat? Only believers. Only believers would be passing over the Sirat. He doesn't mention that here, but it's mentioned in one of the narrations. Okay, here he talks about the speed with which people would pass over the Sirat. He said, يَمُرُّ النَّاسُ بِهِ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And people would pass over the Sirat in accordance with their deeds. In accordance with the deeds. Some of the scholars said that the quickness with which a person accepts the Sharia of Allah and acts upon it would, yani, be the means, would be the cause of them quickly passing over the Sirat. And a person's any hesitancy and slowness in accepting the law of Allah and acting upon it would be, yani, a cause of them moving slowly across the Sirat. Now he describes several categories of people going across the Sirat. He says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَلَمْهِ الْبَصَرِ. Yani some of the people will go across the Sirat like the, yani, blinking of an eye. That's how fast they will go. And some of them, يَمُرُّ كَالْبَرْكِ. And some of them will go like the speed of lightning. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَالْرِيحِ. Some of them will go like a fast wind. And some of them, كَالْفَرَسِ الْجَوَادِ. A fast horse. And some of them, كَرِقَابْ الْإِبْلِ. Yani like the riding camels, the camels that are used for riding. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعَدُوا عَدْوًا. And some of them would be running quickly across. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي مَشْيًا. And some of them would be walking across. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَزْحَفْ زَحْفًا. And some of them would be crawling across the Sirat. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُخْتَفْ خَطْفًا. Some of them would be snatched, yani, by the hooks that will be a part of the Sirat. وَيُلْقَى فِي جَهَنَّمْ. And they will be thrown into the hellfire. Who are these people that will be snatched and thrown into the hellfire? Believers. Believers. Some of the, because all the people crossing over the Sirat are believers. And some of the believers would be snatched and thrown into the hellfire. فَإِنَّ الْجِسْرَ عَلَيْهِ كَلَالِيبِ. So there are some, yani, hooks or thorns, maybe it could be translated as, yani, but metal, yani, hooks that would catch the people, would snatch them and throw them into the hellfire. He said, إِنَّ الْجِسْرَ عَلَيْهِ كَلَالِيبِ تَخْتَفُ النَّاسَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. Yani, which would snatch the people to throw them into the hellfire based upon their deeds. Yani, because of their sinful behavior, then they will be thrown into the hellfire, even though they were people of Iman, but because of their sins, they will be punished in the hellfire. After this, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah closes this topic by saying, فَمَنْ مَرَّ عَلَى السِّرَاطِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ. That whoever crosses over the Sirat will enter the Jannah. Yani a person who crosses over the Sirat, who doesn't get thrown into the fire, they will enter the Jannah. فَإِذَا عَبَرُوا عَلَيْهِ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ قَنْطَرَةٍ بَيْنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. So, when they have crossed over the Sirat, they will be stopped. They will be stopped at a qantara. Some of the scholars said the qantara is a part of the Sirat, at the end of it, before Jannah, and some of them said it's a separate bridge, independent from the Sirat. In any case, yani, people will be stopped at the qantara, that is between Jannah and Naar, meaning that will be the last stage before a person enters the fire. Some people will be stopped there. فَيُقْتَصُوا لِبَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. So some of them will take retribution from others, yani who have wronged them at that point. فَإِذَا حُذِّبُوا وَنُقُّوا أُذِنَ لَهُمْ فِي دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ. So if they are cleaned up and purified, yani from the wrongs that they have done to others, by people taking retribution from those who have wronged them, when they are purified, yani from whatever remained in their hearts against other believers, then they will be given permission to enter the Jannah. Yani so that the people will enter Jannah, and no one will have anything in their heart of hatred or ill feelings against another. This is the end of what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions here. And then the Shaykh al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Baz rahimahullah, in his explanation, he says, هذا بحث الحود المورود والصراط الموعود. This is a research concerning the Hawd, which is the place that people would come to for drinking water on that day of standing. And the Sirat al-Maw'ud, yani that has been promised or threatened that people will have to cross over in order to enter into the hellfire. Al-Hawd al-Maw'ud al-Maw'ud hadha lin-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa al-Kawthar. As Allah said in the Quran, inna ta'inaka al-Kawthar. Yani Surah al-Kawthar, 108th Surah, first ayat. He said, the Hawd al-Maw'ud, the Hawd that the people would come to for drinking, it is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is intended by here by al-Hawd is the Hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as opposed to the other prophets would also be given a drinking place for their followers. But what is intended here is the Hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh says, and it is al-Kawthar. Yani al-Kawthar is a river in the paradise, a river in the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Shaykh says, yani the meaning of the Hawd, it is al-Kawthar. He says, yani yusabbu fihi min al-Kawthar. Yani that water would flow into the Hawd from the Kawthar. Wa illa al-Kawthar fil Jannah. Otherwise, yani the Hawd is on the place of standing and the Kawthar is inside the Jannah. So water would flow from the Kawthar into the Hawd. Hadha Hawd yusabbu fihi mizaban min al-Kawthar. So there are two spouts, yani I don't know what to call them, where water would flow upon, yani from the Kawthar into the pond. Two spouts that the water would flow into the Hawd from the Kawthar. Then he says, the Shaykh rahimahullah, he says, يَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ مِنْ أَتْبَاعِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Yani that the believers from the followers of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the believers from the followers of Muhammad exclusively, they would come to this Hawd, to this place of drinking. And then he repeats the description of it. Yani its length is the length that a person would travel in 1 month, and its width is the width, the distance that a person would travel in 1 month, and its drinking vessels are equal to the number of the stars in the sky. Its water is more white, is whiter than milk, and its ta'am, its taste, is sweeter than honey. Whoever drinks from it, even one drink, they will not be thirsty after that ever. حَتَّى يَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةِ, until they enter into the paradise. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَرِدُونَهُ وَيَشْرَبُونَ مِنْهُ. Yani so the believers will come to this watering place and they will drink from it. وَهُوَ أَتْبَاعُ النَّبِي وَهُمْ أَتْبَاعُ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And those who would come to it and drink from it will be the followers of the Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. وَيُذَادُ عَنْهُ أَقْوَامٌ. And some people would be driven away, would be chased away, would be pushed back from the Hawd. فَيَسْأَلُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ would ask. فَيَقُولُ, he would say, يَا رَبِّي لِمَاذَ, O my Rabb, why? Yani why are these people being chased away? Why are they being pushed away? فَيُقَالُ, so it will be said to him, إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ مُنْذُ فَارَقْتَهُمْ. And maybe the wording might be, يعني إنهم لم يزالوا مرتدين على عقابهم منذ فارقتهم. يعني that these people continued to turn away, yani to apostate, to turn back since you left them, since you separated from them. This is a hadith reported in Al-Bukhari. فَيُمْنَعُونَ مِنْ وُرُودِهِ. So they would be prevented from coming to the hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and drinking from it. وَيَقُولُ. And he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would say to them, بُعْدًا بُعْدًا لِمَنْ بَدَّلَ بَعْدِي. Yani, be removed, far away, for the one who بَدَّلَ بَعْدِي. Yani, who exchanged. Yani, who غَيَّرُوا أَحْدَثُوا. People who changed and invented something new in the deen after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This last matter, yani that people will be pushed away or chased away from the hawd, he says, هَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ هَذَا الْحَوْدْ يَخْتَصُ بِهِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ مَاتُوا عَلَىٰ اتْبَاعِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ وَسَلَّمُ وَعَلَىٰ دِينِهِ. Yani, this indicates to us that this hawd would be particularly or specifically for the believers who died upon a condition of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani, and upon the deen that he came with. Yani, it would be khasa bihim, yani, especially for the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who adhered to following him, who adhered to his way, to his sunnah. And this indicates to us the importance of the sunnah, of following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's not enough that a person says that they are a believer, rather it is incumbent, it is obligatory, it's mandatory that we actually strictly adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, on that day when people would be in need, dire need of drinking, they would be pushed away from the hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh says, وَأَمَّا الْمُرْتَدُّونَ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا بَعْدَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ دِينِهِمْ. And as for those who apostated, those who turned away, yani who abandoned after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who abandoned their deen, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَرِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْدِ. So they will not come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the hawd. وَهَكَذَا كُلُّ كَافِرٍ لَا يَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْدِ. And likewise, in the same way, every kafir, no kafir would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the hawd. إِنَّمَا يَرِدُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ خاصة من أتباعه عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rather, those who would come to the hawd, those who would drink from the hawd, would be exclusively the believers from amongst the followers of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then the Shaykh mentions a matter that I alluded to in the beginning. From the matters related to the hawd of this discussion, is that the other prophets would also be given a hawd. وَلِلْ أَنْبِيَا أَحْوَابٌ غَيْرُ حَوْدِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So the prophets, the other prophets, will also have a drinking place other than, yani, the drinking place of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَكِنْ حَوْدُهُ أَكْمَلُهَا وَأَتَمُّهَا. However, his hawd will be the most perfect and the most complete of the drinking places or the watering places given to the Prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام. وَيُذَابُ عَنْ حَوْدِهِ مَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْ آلِهِ. And those people who are not from his ali, yani from his followers, would be chased away, would be pushed away from his hawd. كَمَا تُذَادُ الْإِبِلِ الْغَرِيبَ. Just as a strange camel is pushed away from the drinking place, yani by the owner of the herd, his camels are drinking, and if a strange camel comes, he will not let it mix with his camels, he will push it away. He said, in this same way, people who are not part of the, yani are not from the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be pushed away. فَلَا يَرِدُهُ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الصَّادِقُونَ. No one will come to it and drink from this pond except the truthful, sincere believers. أَمَّا الْمُرْتَدُّونَ as far as the apostates, the people who turned away and who left and changed the deen after the Prophet ﷺ, فَلَا حَظَّ لَهُمْ فِيهِ, they have no portion of this hawd of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Shaykh says, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِلَّهِ. What is meant here? That the seriousness of this matter. Yani when he says, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِلَّهِ, yani some people would not have any portion. And even though they were Muslims in this dunya, but they would not be included amongst the mu'minun as-sadiquna, the people who were from the yani strict adherers of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They wouldn't have any portion of it. And then the shaykh makes dua. He says, nas'alullaha an yaj'alana wa iyyakum min man yariduhu. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us and to make you all from those who would come to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and drink from it. After this, the shaykh in his commentary now goes to the second matter of this chapter, and that is as-sirat. As-sirat. As-siratu al-mansubu ala matni jahannama. Yani the bridge that is laid across or above, over the surface of the hellfire. Hadha as-sirat tariqun mansubun ala matni jahannam. Yani this sirat, it is a path, a road that is laid over the hellfire. Man saqafa minhu saqafa fi jahannam. Whoever falls from it will fall into the hellfire. Yani it is over the hellfire, yani so that a person will be able to pass over the hellfire without being harmed for it. Whoever falls from it, then they will fall into the hellfire. وَهَذَا يَرِدُهُ كُلُّ مَنْ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And this sirat that's over the hellfire, every person who will enter the paradise has to pass over it. Every person who will enter the paradise has to cross over this sirat. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, 19th Surah, 71st and 72nd Ayat, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. And there is no one of you except that he has to cross over it. Except that he has to cross over it. كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Yani this is something that Allah has decided, has decreed that it must occur. There is no escape from it. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then Allah says, we will save those who observed taqwa. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. And we will leave the ظَالِمِينَ, the wrongdoers, the mushrikun, the disbelievers, in it on their knees. Then the Shaykh, rahimahullah, Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, he says, فَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَرِدُونَهُ وَيَنْجُونَهُ وَغَيْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَا يَرِدُهُ أَصْلًا. Yani the believers will cross over it. And in crossing over it, they will be saved. Yani from the hellfire. And other than the believer, yani the kafir, he doesn't cross over it anyway. Yani, غَيْرُ مُؤْمِنْ لَا يَرِدُهُ أَصْلًا. Yani, it's not a matter of him falling into the hellfire, he doesn't cross it aslan. The disbelievers. Yani, the only people that are crossing over the bridge are the mu'minun, those who are sadiqun and those who are disobedient, sinful ones. Only the believers are crossing over the sirat. He said, وَلَا يَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ. Yani, the غَيْرُ مُؤْمِنْ, yani the kafir, he doesn't cross over it. بَلْ يُسَاقُ إِلَى الْجَهَنَّمِ. Rather, he will be driven directly into the hellfire. Yani from the place of judgment, he will not be crossing over the sirat. He will be driven directly into the hellfire. The Shaykh says, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ. And we ask Allah, yani, for protection and safety and security from the hellfire. وَيَلْدُهُ أُنَاسٌ. And some people would come to it. Yani to the sirat. وَيَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. And they would pass over it. Yani ala hadha as-sirat. They will pass over this sirat. And then he begins to mention the descriptions of how the people would cross over it based upon their actions. Here, yani this description and came in the hadith like this, and he shows us the importance of deeds. It's not enough that a person says that they believe. It's not enough that a person says it's in my heart. Rather, a person has to do deeds. And if there's iman in the heart, then it has to have fruit. And the fruit of iman is actions. And those actions are gonna, yani, benefit a person at this time. He said that there will be people who will cross over it, over this sirat. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَلَمْهِ الْبَصَرِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And from amongst the believers are those who will cross over it like the blinking of an eye, the fast as the blinking of an eye. And some of them will cross over it like the speed of lightning. And some of them will cross over it like like fast horses. And some of them will cross over it like a fast wind. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen said, a wind is very fast. And before there were airplanes, yani people like understood what a fast wind meant. And perhaps now, today, he said, we may know that winds go up to 140 miles an hour. That's pretty fast. And probably your car doesn't even go that fast. He said some people will go across like a fast wind. And some of them will pass like the fastest of horses and camels and riding camels. Like the fastest of them. And of course horses are faster than riding camels. تَجْرِي بِهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ عَلَى حَسَبِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. So they would be crossing over, yani the sirat, their deeds will enable them to cross over the sirat. Yani they will cross over at speeds that's in accordance with their deeds. In accordance with their deeds. Showing the importance of righteous deeds. And some of them, يعني وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ حَبْوًا وَزَحْفًا. Some of them will go over it, the Shaykh says, crawling. يعني crawling on their hands and knees. And some of them, زَحْفًا, crawling on their stomachs, on their bellies. يَكُومُ تَارَةً وَيَسْكُتُ أُخْرَى. يعني sometimes the person will be standing up. And sometimes, يعني they will be falling down. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُخْتَفُوا وَيُلْقَى فِي جَحَنَّمَ. And some from amongst them will be snatched by the kalalib, the hooks, and they will be thrown into the hellfire. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ. And we ask Allah to save us and to protect us from such. كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ عَلَى حَسَبِ الْأَعْمَالِ الَّتِي مَاتَ عَلَيْهَا. And every person will cross the sirat in accordance with the deeds that they died upon. Yani what a person sent ahead before they left this world. Now is the time to send the deeds ahead. وَلَا يَنْجُوا إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الصَّادِقُونَ. And no one will be saved, yani from being snatched off the sirat and thrown into the hellfire, except the truthful believers. الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الصَّادِقُونَ. Any truthful in speech, truthful in actions, and truthful in intent, in the heart, except the truthful believers. وَمَا سِوَاهُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. And other than them would be thrown into the fire. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ. May Allah grant us protection and safety. وَبَعْضُ النَّاسِ يَمُرُّ وَيُخْدَشُ وَيُخْدَشُ وَيَسْلَمُ وَيَنْجُ. Yani some of the people would be crossing and they would be scratched by the hooks. They would be scratched. But then, yani, they would be saved. Yani saved from being thrown into the fire and they would be successful in crossing. وَبَعْضُهُمْ يَسْقُتُ. And some of them would fall, yani, into the hellfire. وَيُعَذَّبُ بِذَنْبِهِ عَلَى قَدْرِ مَعَاسِهِ. And he would be punished due to his sin. Or sins, yani in accordance with, yani his acts of disobedience. Yani the punishment will be in accordance with the person's deeds, yani their sins. ثم يخرجه الله من النار إلى الجنة. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove them after their punishment that is due to them. Then Allah will remove them from the fire and admit them into the Jannah. And here the Shaykh closes this point by saying, وَلَا يُخْلَدُ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا الْكُفَّارِ. And no one would remain eternally in the hellfire except the disbelievers. لَا يُخْلَدُ فِيهَا إِلَّا الْكُفَّارِ. And he repeats, no one would remain in it, yani in the hellfire, except the disbelievers. And this shows us the importance of iman. Yani that whatever a person's condition might be, it's better to be a mu'min, a Muslim, with all the shortcomings that a person brings. Because at least Islam would prevent a person, any to the extent that a person acts upon it, from entering the hellfire at all. Or, yani due to their shortcomings, it will prevent them from remaining in the hellfire eternally, at least. Sheikh says, no one will remain in the hellfire except the disbelievers. They will remain in the hellfire eternally. Eternally. Literally. أما المسلمون الأصات الساقطون فيها. As far as the Muslims who were disobedient Muslims who will fall into the fire, فهؤلاء يعذبون تعذيبا مؤقتا. Then these disobedient, sinful Muslims who have fallen into the fire, they will be punished with a punishment that will last for some time. تَعَذِيبًا مُؤَقْتًا. Yani it won't be permanent punishment. عَلَى حَسَبْ مَعَاسِهِمْ. According to their sins. According to their acts of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَأْذَنُ اللَّهُ لِلشُّفَعَىٰ. Then Allah will give permission for the people who He will allow to intercede. To take some people, yani who were Muslims, but who were disobedient Muslims, who Allah decided to punish, yani according to their sins, He will allow some people to intercede for them. وَيَشْفَعُونَ. So they will intercede for them. وَمِنْهُمْ نَبِيُّنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَعَظَمُهُمْ شَفَاعَةً عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So from amongst those who will be allowed to intercede will be our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He will be the greatest of those who would intercede عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَيَحُدُّ اللَّهُ لَهُ حَدًّا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الصَّاتِ. So Allah will yani specify, will limit for him a certain amount of the disobedient Muslims for him to intercede for them, yani to remove them from the fire. فَيَشْفَعُ فِيهِمْ. So he will intercede for them. وَيَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will come out of the hellfire. ثُمَّ يَشْفَعُ. Then he will intercede. And the Shaykh here is actually quoting from a hadith, but he's not quoting the whole hadith, so he's saying part of it and he's skipping part of it. But in any case, he's trying to summarize. He's saying he will intercede, and then something else will happen, and then he will intercede, and then something will happen, and then he will intercede. Arba'a shafa'at. And four times he will intercede. And in between, he will prostrate to Allah and praise Him with words that Allah will teach him that he didn't know before, and then Allah will allow him to intercede. Four times he will intercede to take people out of the hellfire. كل شفاعة يحد الله له حدا. Each time he intercedes those four times, Allah will limit, will specify how many people he will take out of the hellfire. فيخرجهم من النار. So he will يعني remove them from the hellfire. ويبقى في النار من هذه الأمة من أصاتها قوم لم تشملهم الشفاعة. Yani, so they will remain in the fire. Yani, Allah will allow him to take so many people out each time. But then they will remain from the people of this ummah, from the disobedient ones of this ummah, a people that these intercessions did not include. فَيُخْرِجُهُمُ اللَّهُ بَعْدِ ذَلَكَ بِفَضْلِ رَحْمَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So Allah Himself will remove those people by the yani the fadl of His rahmah, yani Allah's mercy, His extensive mercy, yani beyond the mercy that He already displayed. Allah Himself will remove these people from the hellfire by His rahmah, bi fadli rahmatihi. Yukhrijuhum min an-nar ila al-jannah. He'll remove them from the fire and admit them into the paradise. Wa yulqawna fi nahri al-hayat. And they will be thrown into the river of life. Nahrun yuqalu lahu nahru al-hayat. Yani a river, it is referred to as the river of life. Nahru al-hayat. Fayanbutuna fihi kama tanbutu al-habbatu fi hamili al-sail. So then they will grow, they will sprout forth, and they will grow in the river of life just as yani a seed grows in a flowing stream. Maybe like at the bank of a river. فَإِذَا تَمَّ خلقهم أذن لهم في دخول الجنة. So if they recreate their creation, Allah recreating them after they were burned in the fire to charcoal, then they, when their recreation is completed, they will be given permission to enter into the paradise. This is the end of what the Shaykh says concerning the Hawd and the Sirat. And then, yani, he mentions some advice here at the end. And this advice is, yani, equally important to what we have mentioned about the matters of the Hawd and the Sirat. It's equally important. Yani, that we don't take these things, as we always say, as just mere intellectual discussions, academic discussions. But we actually reflect upon the meaning of these things, and we try to act upon them. And we look at the seriousness of these matters, and we try to take them to heart and to act upon them. So this is what the Shaykh closes with, some advice. وَبِهَذَا يَعْلَمُ الْمُؤْمِنُ أَنَّ الْوَاجِبَ عَلَيْهِ الْحِرْصُ عَلَى أَسْبَابِ السَّلَامَةِ. Yani, after this discussion, from the things that we have discussed, بِهَذَا يَعْ the mu'min knows now that what is obligatory upon him is to be diligent in going after the asbab of salama. Yani, the causes or the means of being saved, of being safe. Yani, what are the means of a person being safe? Asbab as-salama. Yani, from this it becomes, yani, it's known now to the believer that it is obligatory. Yani, it's not an optional matter if you want to or don't want to do. Yani, it became obligatory. Yani, we knew now that it became obligatory that a person is diligent, that they are eager in seeking, going after the means of being safe from the punishment of Allah, from the anger of Allah, from the hellfire. وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أَخْطَارٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. And that these are very great, yani terrible, tremendous dangers. As we read last week from Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, yani that a person realizes that they're in danger. When you realize that all you have to do is die, and then that's your Yawm Al-Akhir. So you realize from that this is a dangerous affair, that a person shouldn't be playing with this life. A person has to take it seriously, as he said, constantly be engaged in a tawbah. Here the Shaykh says, going after the asbab of salama. So there are different means of being saved and being safe from these great dangers. La min jihati al-hawd wa la min jihati al-sirat. Yani, not just from, yani, the dangers of the hawd, yani a person being pushed away from the hawd, or from the dangers of the sirat, a person being thrown into the hellfire, but there are many tremendous dangers that a person must seek the means of salama from those dangers. And then he mentions, yani, 10 or more matters. The first thing is what? That a person has to be eager, diligent in seeking the means of safety, of being saved from these dangers. He says, فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ حُسْنَ الْخِتَامِ. The first thing that a person must ask Allah to have a good ending. And who is guaranteed that because you are praying five prayers a day in the masjid, and you're getting up in the night and praying tahajjud, and you're reading the Quran every day and giving charity and doing whatever, who is the guarantee that you're going to end up with a good ending? Nobody has a guarantee of that. And the reality is, if you live long enough, you're going to see people that used to be in the masjid with you every day, and now they have left Islam. If you live long enough, you'll see it. We've seen lots of it. Lots of it. Lots of it. We must ask Allah, because if, yani, all good is in the hands of Allah, and you can't get what's in the hands of Allah except what? Asking Allah. Asking Allah for husn al-khitam. وَأَنْ يَجْتَهِدْ فِي الثَّبَاتِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَالْإِسْتِقَامَةِ عَلَيْهِ. Two things, that a person strive and struggle to attain الثَّبَاتِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, to be firm and steadfast upon the truth, and not waver from the truth. وَالْإِسْتِقَامَةِ عَلَيْهِ, to be upright and consistent in adhering to the truth. وَالْحَذْرُ مِنْ مَعَاصِي اللَّهِ. And fourth, he said, what? حَذْرُ, taking every precaution to avoid acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani from the means of as-salama is that a person tries to avoid disobedience to Allah. If a person doesn't disobey Allah, there's no reason for them to be punished. So a person has to be, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned to us in a previous book that we looked at, yani the means or the ways of escaping from sins. A person has to be trying to escape from disobedience to Allah. وَالْحِرْصُ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ, and that a person is diligent and eager in turning to Allah in repentance. Because as the person, as every human being is committing sins by day and by night, and there's no one who forgives sins except Allah, therefore a person has to be turning back to Allah. Yani diligent, constantly engaged in tawbah. كُلُّ مَا زَلَّتْ قَدَمُهُ بِرْتِكَابِ ذَنْبٍ بَادَرَ بِالتَّوْبَةِ, every time a person's foot slips with the commission of a sin, he must hasten to tawbah. لَيْسَ بِمَعْسُومٍ, no one is yani infallible. وَلَكِنْ يَلْزَمُ التَّوْبَةِ, but a person must stick to repentance, must constantly be engaged in repentance. كُلُّ مَا حَسَّ بِتَقْسِيرٍ أَوْ ذَنْبٍ بَادَرَ بِالتَّوْبَةِ, and every time a person is aware, conscious, feels their self falling short, yani تَقْسِيرٍ in the obligations that Allah has placed upon us, we fall short in fulfilling the obligations, or engaging in some kind of sin, then one must hasten, yani, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh mentions from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 135-136 ayat, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, yani those who, when they committed some immoral act, some horrible, evil, yani filthy act, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or wrong their own selves, yani by disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, then they remember Allah, yani after committing these acts, they remember Allah and they seek forgiveness for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and who forgives sins except Allah? Yani no one can forgive sins except Allah. The person has to turn back to Allah, asking Allah's forgiveness and turning to Him in repentance. وَلَمْ يَسِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they do not yani continue in doing what they have done. Yani they don't continue once they recognize that they have erred, while they know that they are in error. They don't continue. Rather, they remember Allah and they ask Allah's forgiveness. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّةٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, yani these are those whose reward will be forgiveness from their Rabb. Yani they recognize their sin, their wrong, and they remember Allah and they ask Allah's forgiveness and they turn back to Him in repentance. So their reward be what? Forgiveness from their Rabb. And as a result of that, gardens underneath which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, remaining in those gardens in paradise forever. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, and oh how blessed is the reward of the amilin, yani the people who are acting, and who have iman, and they act upon their iman. Then the Shaykh says, and this is the last part of what he's saying, فَالْمُؤْمِنُ يُحَاسِبُ نَفْسَهُ دَائِمًا, huh? Another point, from the asbab of as-salama, the believer takes account of himself, دَائِمًا, all the time, every day, morning, noon, and night. يُحَاسِبُ نَفْسَهُ, as Umar ibn al-Khattab, it is reported that he said, حَاسِبُ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسِب, yani take account of yourself before this day of accounting. Now the mu'min يُحَاسِبُ نَفْسَهُ دَائِمًا, all the time, and he constantly will have to reflect, and what am I doing? What am I doing? Where am I at? Constantly taking account of yourself before, and the time comes when the account is taken, khalas, there's nothing that you can do. وَيُرَاقِبْ وَيَنْظُرُ عَمَلَهُ وَلَا يُعْجَبُ بِهِ وَلَا يَمُنُّ بِعَمَلِهِ بَلْ يُجَاهِدُ نَفْسَهُ لَعَلَّهُ يَنْجُو. He said, so the believer also must what? يُرَاقِبُ, yani must watch, monitor carefully himself, his actions. وَيَنْظُرُ عَمَلُهُ, and look at, examine فَلْيَنْظُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ يعني look at your actions, what you have sent ahead for this day of accounting. وَلَا يُعْجَبُ بِهِ and don't be amazed at your actions. يعني don't be deceived, deluded by your actions that, wow, I'm really something. يعني some people think that they're it, they're on it, they're everything. Don't be amazed by your actions. They're not all that. In terms of what Allah is deserving of, it's not all that. You haven't fulfilled what? You haven't given Allah all that He is entitled to. And you haven't done what you've done in a manner that is equal to what Allah is entitled to. And even what you have done, you have fallen short. You haven't done it all. And what you have done is like far from perfect. And Allah doesn't even have to accept it. So don't be amazed with your actions. وَلَا يَمُنُّ بِعَمَلِهِ And don't think that that your Islam or your obedience to Allah is a favor to someone. Rather, يعني, Allah has favored you and that He has guided you to Iman. If you are indeed truthful. لَا يَمُنُّ بِعَمَلِهِ يعني, look at your deeds, take account of yourself, but don't think that I have done so much, I'm good. And don't think that what I have done is a favor to Allah. بَلْ يُجَاهِدْ نَفْسَهُ Rather, he must strive and struggle against himself. Yani to do that which will earn the pleasure of Allah, perhaps he will be saved. Then he mentions from Surah Al-Mu'minun, he mentions from Surah Al-Mu'minun, 60th and 61st ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَكُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ Those who gave what they gave, yani the charity that they gave, the good deeds that they did, they gave it while their hearts were in fear of the reality that they know that they're going to return to their Rabb. Yani they did all that they did of good and their hearts were in fear that they're going to return to their Rabb. Why? Because they know that they fell short and they know that Allah doesn't have to accept what we're offering. Yani this defective deeds, defective actions, defective worship. They know that Allah doesn't have to accept that. So their hearts are in fear, even though they are doing good. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ These are those who hasten. يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ They are quick and hasting in doing good deeds. They don't hesitate to do good, but they do them, and they move quickly. وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ And they are the first and foremost in doing them. These people are the people who their hearts are in fear for the reality of knowing that they're going to return to their Rabb. Then what about us? What is our condition? Shaykh closes by saying, يَقُولُ ibn Abi Mulayka, rahimahullah, and he from amongst the tabi'un, He said, أَدْرَقْتُ ثَلَاثِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلُّهُمْ يَخَافُ النِّفَاقِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ Yani I met 30 from the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, 30 companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and every single one of them feared النِّفَاق عَلَى نَفْسِهِ He feared nifaq for himself. Yani nifaq meaning, not nifaq, a person who's a munafiq, who's a kafir displaying Islam, no. But feared the problem with the deeds, yani in one's deeds. Yani has a person performed the deeds, yani in the way that is acceptable to Allah. Every one of them feared for themselves the nifaq in their actions. لَيْسَ فِيهِمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ إِمَانِ جِبْرِيلُ وَمِيكَائِيلُ Not one of them is saying that I have iman like the iman of Jibril and Mikael. Not one of them. And in other words, how did they look at themselves? These are the companions of the Prophet radiallahu anhu, the best of people after the prophets and messengers. And he said every one of them feared for himself, standing before Allah. What would be his condition in terms of the reality of his deeds? And not one of them said that he had the iman of Jibril and Mikael. وَيَقُولُ Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Tamimi rahimahullah مَا عَرَدْتُ قَوْلِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلِي إِلَّا خَشِيتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مُكَذِّبًا Yani I didn't compare my speech to my actions or judge yani myself يعني in comparison to what I say, يعني why do you say ولما تقولون ما لا تفعلون, saying something and then not acting upon it. He said, I didn't compare my speech to my actions except that I feared that I was untruthful, yani in my speech. And we claim to be the Muslims, the mu'minun, the salafiyun, the people of sunnah, ahl sunnah. That's what we claim on our tongues, but if we compare our actions, wallahi, some of us don't pray the sunnah prayers. Yeah. Even the sunnah prayers, yani 12 sunnah prayers, with the Dhuhr and Asr, Maghrib, Isha, yani we don't even pray them. But we're ahl sunnah. Some of us didn't prostrate the way the Prophet ﷺ ordered us to prostrate. And he on 7 bones. We didn't prostrate with our forehead and our nose on the ground, and our hands and our knees and our feet, with our toes pointing towards the front. But we're Ahl Sunnah. We are Salafi. As somebody sent me a video the other day, the Sheikh said, I'm Salafi. And they said, well, I don't think they were saying to him, what's your madhab? He said, I'm Salafi. No discussion, I'm Salafi. And another sheikh, they asked him about it, he said, it's good to say you're Salafi, but with the condition, number one, that you actually be acting upon that. That you're sincere in what you're saying and that you're acting upon it. So if we compare our actions to our speech, what we're claiming on the tongue, then we might be like those, like the man who said, I fear that أَنَا أَنْ أَكُونَ مُكَذِّبًا, that I'm saying something I'm living up to. The Shaykh closes, فِي الْوَاجِبِ الْحَضَرُ وَعَدْمُ الْمَنْ بِالْعَمَلِي وَالْعُجْبِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِي. Yani, what is obligatory upon us to take every precaution and to avoid, yani, الْمَنْ بِالْعَمَلِ, yani that we do some deeds as though it's a favor to somebody. Rather, we are in need ourselves and being amazed with our deeds. إِنَّمَا يَسْتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah only accepts from the people of taqwa. فَالْإِنسَانُ يُجَاهِدُ نَفْسَهُ. A man must strive against his nafs. وَيَعْرِفُ أَنَّهُ مَحَلُّ نَقْصٍ وَمَحَلُّ التَّقْصِيرِ. And a person must know that he himself, is defective. نَقْصٍ, there's lots of things missing from our, obligation to Allah, our practice of the deen of Allah. There's naqs. وَمَحَلُّ التَّقْصِيرِ. And even in the things that we did, we have fallen short. We haven't done them completely, perfectly. A person must recognize his defects and his shortcomings. حَتَّى يَجْتَهِدَ, so that he will strive. If he recognizes his shortcomings, then this will cause him to strive. And in the book it says, يَعْرِفُ الْحَقِّ. And the Shaykh, when the tape was played to me, the Shaykh said, يَلْزَم. حَتَّى يَجْتَهِدَ وَيَلْزَمَ الْحَقِّ. Not يَعْرِفُ الْحَقِّ, يَلْزَمَ الْحَقِّ. And he must strive, so that a person will strive, and so that when he recognizes his shortcomings, it will cause him to work harder to stick to the truth. وَيَلْزَمَ التَّوْبَةِ, and stick to repentance. حَتَّى يَلْقَ رَبَّهُ وَهُوَ عَنْهُ رَاضٍ. So that, if he does this, inshallah, so that he will meet his Rabb, while his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in a condition of being pleased with him. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ لِلْجَمِيعِ التَّوْفِيقِ والهدايه. And we ask Allah for all, yani the Shaykh is saying, we ask Allah for all of us, yani that He grant us a tawfiq, success in doing what we do, yani sincerely for the sake of Allah, correctly, and al-hidayah, right guidance, that we do it in accordance with what Allah has legislated in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know that the time between adhan and iqama is shortened a little bit, so we're going to have to stop just right now, directly, without any further. But if there are any questions or any comments or any corrections, any inshallah after the salat, we'll be staying in the masjid for a little while. We can take the questions then, or any corrections, any we can take them then, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do, sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us al-thabat upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a quick and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that he shower his rahmah upon those who have passed away, and that he fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and then save them from the punishment of the grave and admit them into the paradise, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his mercy and his rahmah and rescue the believers, the Muslims, men, women and children in Palestine and everywhere else in the Muslim lands, whether in China or India or Burma or Syria or Yemen or Sudan, wherever they may be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescue them and shower upon them his rahmah and destroy the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.